Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So I'm going to tell you, Renee, I appreciate the question, but you got the wrong person to ask about this. No. I voted for you, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But I'm not a democratic socialist.
Watch them run. Can I just tell you that? Watch them run from this whole title of democratic socialist. Elizabeth Warren wants you to believe she's a capitalist. She believes in a free market. Except when it comes to certain things like healthcare and education. So in other words, she believes in quasi-capitalism. She believes in capitalism when it pays her $400,000 a year to be listed as a minority staff member at a college. But she doesn't believe in capitalism when it means you let the marketplace compete to provide you with the best healthcare options or the best education options. You can't have it both ways. Lizzie wants to mix this up in people's brains to let you believe she's a free market individual, but she's not. Free market individuals don't believe that you can incur debt and then have somebody else just erase it with a pencil eraser as if it never existed. You can't do that. Bernie Sanders, for example, this weekend went out and did an interview where on 60 Minutes, this guy has a long, long, long history of being on the wrong side of every economic issue everywhere. Part of the interview delved into the fact that at one point he supported Fidel Castro. He supported the Sandinistas in Nicaragua over U.S. interests there during the Reagan administration. He supported taking over private businesses and utilities at some point back in the 1970s, although he's now backed away from that as a politically unpalatable idea. Not that he thinks it's a bad idea. He just is not sure it would work in America. No, it won't, Bernie. No, it won't. So on 60 Minutes, they ask him at least one or two hard questions, but it was, in fact, Anderson Cooper asking them, which waters it down from the start. Please play cut 21.
But you say you don't know what the total price is, but you know how it's going to be paid for. How do you know it's going to be paid for if you don't know how much the price is?
Well, I can't rattle off to you every nickel and every dime, but we have accounted for it. You talked about Medicare for All. We have options out there that will pay for it.
I can't account for every nickel and every dime, but
there's
don't worry
a plan.
About it.
I don't really have it together yet, but there's a plan. I hear that a lot. I have a plan, but there's no details that follow. I have a plan. So that's not really a plan.
That should, I was having a little bit of fun this weekend with one of my friends who's a Democrat. But if you are a member of the Democrat Party, somebody put on social media this big long list of things on what it means to be a Democrat, and you believe in compassion, and you don't believe in caging children, and all of these ridiculous arguments they've come up with about the Trump administration, which was really true about the Obama administration, but they don't want to talk about that. They talk about all these, they're compassionate, and we should take care of the poorest of the poor. Do you know a single Republican who's opposed to our safety net system, who doesn't believe we should be there to provide for people who can't provide for themselves? No. No. But we also believe that at some point you bear responsibility for your life. And the government shouldn't keep you on subsistence wages when you could go out and get a job and earn money for yourself. That's where Democrats, well, they want to raise that line is what they want to do, that threshold. And that's where you can't get away from the argument that what Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren would do to this country is to destroy it. That's what they would do. So I was feeling kind of bad for my friend who's a Democrat. I was feeling kind of bad. It's like if you're watching a fight and the one guy's just getting battered. I mean, you're rooting for the other guy, but at some point you kind of feel bad for the guy that's getting his head kicked in. If you're a Democrat right now, you're that guy. You're the guy who thought he could beat Conor McGregor, but you've already taken a knee to the head and you're reeling right now because Bernie Sanders has won the first three, basically the first three primaries, hands down. He's got a pretty big delegate lead right now going into Super Tuesday. And all the delegates from this point forward are handed out proportionately. And if Joe Biden gets five delegates more than Bernie in Super Tuesday, Bernie still adds 30 more to his lead. This is a rough, rough year to have a D after your name.
Get more at 971talk.com.